When the Civil War began, nearly one out of three people in Orange and Durham counties was enslaved. White farmers reaped benefits from crops grown on stolen land with the stolen labor of enslaved people.
This 1977 photo is of Stagville, which was part of the Cameron Plantation. It shows a house where enslaved people lived right next to white overseer housing. It shows how white owners and enslaved people lived in close proximity to each other.
They would not allow us to have prayer meetings in our houses, but we would gather late in the night and turn pots upside down inside the door to kill the sound and sing and pray for freedom. No one can hear us unless they eavesdropped. That's a quote from Alex Woods, a formerly enslaved person from Orange County.
The Cameron Plantation was the largest in the state. The Cameron family owned 30,000 acres of land and nearly 900 enslaved people. The politically powerful Camerons lobbied the state for a local railroad stop to expand the market reach for their plantation's many products. This stop became the Durham Station and the center of the future city.
This 1887 map of Durham shows landowner names, and the vast Cameron plantation lands are highlighted. Many of the other landowning families shown on this map also owned enslaved people.